Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Here's a loaded one on a Friday. Are you ready for retirement?
What are you trying to say?
How do you get ready for retirement? Maybe if it's financially ready for retirement, then that's a different question. But even that, I find it's quite a difficult question to answer.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to the idea, but I hope that I would have put in place enough of a financial plan that... I can enjoy the fruits of one's labor. You know, this is where you hope you're going to be in the future. Yeah. And these tough times have made people really think their financial plans. It's made them address their financial resilience.
Yeah, yeah. How do you understand that you're doing it right? Mm. Well, you know, DBS, Singaporean Bank, is ramping up its suite of digital financial planning solutions and tools. And the idea is to empower Singaporeans so that they can get a head start in retirement planning and, of course, strengthen their financial resilience.
So the solutions which were launched recently include a new Map Your Money interactive dashboard. I like the sound of that, which can project a customer's future retirement needs based on their current finances. I would imagine you would also have to base it on your future aspirations as well.
That is very true. That is very true. And it becomes even harder because of the uncertain times that we're in, right? Mm. So DBS is introducing a retirement planning portal, and the idea is it'll help its customers to better understand estate planning topics. Mm. Okay, you've got access to relevant services like CPF nomination, will writing. We had this conversation previously. And of course, it's setting up a lasting power of attorney. We've got lots to talk about. Helping us out on the line is Evie Wee, who is head financial planning and personal investing at DBS Singapore. Good morning.
Good morning, Elliot and Manisha and Ryan. Is it? Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, great.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us. First of all, let's talk about these digital financial planning solutions that DBS is ramping up, right? So these are all these tools that empower Singaporeans so that they can really get ahead of their retirement planning. It's often a very difficult subject for people because you don't want to think about that sort of thing. And when you get there, you want to hope that you're in the right position for it. So tell us a little bit about the solutions that DBS is coming up with.
So actually, retirement and financial planning and retirement planning really go hand in hand. And what we believe in DBS is that the sound financial and retirement plan will help everyone to take incremental and concrete steps to achieve financial freedom. I think that is really the purpose that we want to achieve. And what we are trying to do in DBS is to empower everyone to be able to start. So rather than fearing, you know, what I do not know, rather than thinking about maybe I need to have set aside a certain amount of money, we start at any age, at any stage of our life, or we can get started. So what we have done in DBS is a few things. One, we have launched an overall financial planning tool called NEF Planner. And for specific to retirement planning, we have recently provided this new feature called Map Your Money, which is an interactive dashboard, as you rightly pointed out. So within the Map Your Money feature, what customers can do is actually they can project their potential future income streams based on the assets that they have with DBS. And what we have done to simplify this whole process is to integrate the CPF and SRS schemes so that the picture can be more complete, because usually sometimes our monies are kept elsewhere and not exactly everything in a one institution like DBS, right?
I'm just going to jump in there because I really liked what you said earlier. You said financial freedom. That's such a positive way of coining it.
Mm, that is true. Actually, Evie, I'm curious. I kind of like what I'm hearing, and I'm getting the sense that it's very much like a mapping process, right? I want to talk a little bit about mistakes that are often done. You know, in planning for all of this, before you rolled it out, did you find that Singaporeans were still stuck in that traditional way of planning retirement, in that just make sure you set aside money every month and put it in your savings? That's not enough anymore, right?
Yeah. So one of the things that we look at, actually, during our millions of customers' interactions, both at the branches and digitally, is that we find increasingly many people wanting to plan. They have a desire to plan, but for the fear of maybe lack of financial knowledge, or maybe they feel that, you know, banking has a lot of technical jargon, they are reluctant to start, or they leave it solely to somebody else to do it.
Okay.
So they tend to either put it off until they figure it out, or they just say, okay, well, someone else is doing it for me, so I will not look at it until the time comes, right? This procrastination is actually a problem. So what we want people to do is to get people started as soon as they can. And actually, from the moment, you know, you have money, you have savings, you can actually start financial planning and retirement planning at the same time.
It's a very new kind of effort. In the past, okay, maybe you fraction off certain amounts. It's money management, right? But now you have to do things like you have got to project your future earnings, project the potential for you as a parent, Manisha, project the potential of your kid.
Yeah.
You just have to start thinking for your kid ahead of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, though, and I'm thinking this, CB, like if you're a 23-year-old, let's say, and you're just getting into the job market, or less than that, 21-year-old, 22-year-old, it's really overwhelming to think about retirement. You sort of cast it off as, oh, that's not really my problem right now. Is that one of the issues?
We tend to see that quite often, meaning people think of the shorter term goals. So when I'm at 21, 22, I want to get married, I want to get my first house. You know, I have so many things I want to do. I'm so young. And so, you know, this part about planning when to retire when I'm much later is something that I put off. However, I would say that, you know, there's no clear line drawn, and that's what we tried to do. To integrate Map Your Money through the financial planning framework. That is because really when it comes to retirement planning, everything that you accumulate now, here and now, and up until what you have today, like even when you start at 21 years old or 22, that matters. Because every dollar of asset that you have, when you project to the future, it will be converted and or it can be monetized into income streams for the future.
Okay. Within the bank itself, you know, in rolling out these initiatives, speaking to customers, what has the bank done? What is the teaching within the bank in terms of making things or simplifying things for its customers? How does DBS do that?
So we have done a few aspects. One of the things we started much earlier on is actually raising financial literacy. So within the NAF ecosystem, we actually have a dedicated website that allows anyone to access. It's a public site, and people can go in, just like the retirement portal, and find out for themselves the different aspects of financial and retirement planning. So it includes savings, it includes budgeting, it includes investment, protection, so on and so forth. And then together with it, the retirement plan. So I think instead of segregating, like, you know, I only want to do financial planning and thereafter retirement planning, we try to blend in together so that it's not such a daunting process. So that's one part, the whole literacy piece. And second, we also include the whole tools, which is the Map Your Money feature that helps you. So if you are a DBS client, you technically only need to indicate the age that you want to retire and then review the rest of the numbers that's already pre-populated. And then we will be able to assess the gap immediately. And that's the wonder of data and technology as well.
That actually sounds scary. Because you might have to readjust your expectations of when you want to retire.
Oh, yeah. Do you find that at all, actually? Do people... I mean, obviously, you have to sort of test these processes out and see what the feedback is. Have you received feedback? What are people saying?
We actually... when we started NAF Planner since this March this year, and before that, actually, we already started this journey. But from March till now, we actually have over 1 million users already online. That tells us that really increasingly on the back of this also financial uncertainty, which you have said earlier, people are really curious of whether people are concerned about planning for the future, and people start to take steps to do it. For the retirement piece, we have just started, and I think it is taking time for people to learn what this all means, including the fact that if I do the projection, like Elliot said, right, and there is a gap, so what do I really need to do next in order to address the gap? Because our intention is not to scare somebody off and like, they don't want to continue again.
What do you have to do to address the gap? Get more pay.
Yeah.
But that is a really good point, though, Evie. So just for anyone who's just tuning in, we're speaking to Evie Wee, Head of Financial Planning and Personal Investing at DBS Singapore. And this is a fascinating conversation, because what it also brings up is, how do I safeguard everything that I've earned? How do I safeguard that retirement planning package for my family should anything happen to me? And as I understand it, there is also follow through. People can also get advice on that kind of thing too, which is really important.
Yeah. So as part of the whole planning process, you would also receive nudges. You can also reach out to our frontliners, like the wealth planning managers. Our wealth planning managers are trained in the CPF schemes and rules. It's a first of its kind collaboration that DBS did with CPF Board. It was since this year. So this is something that we are very proud of, this, because CPF is a core part of retirement planning. And, you know, we are able to, our frontliners are also able to guide our customers along the way.
That's very interesting. Actually, you know, you wouldn't be blamed if you were to mistake DBS for a tech company instead of a bank, because the digitalization journey is something that's very much talked about where DBS is concerned. Ivy, could you give us a sense? I mean, we've come out of circuit breaker. We're in phase two now. But how has DBS's digitalization journey worked to the advantage of its customers during this COVID-19 period?
So I think in the area where I am in, which is around financial planning and personal investing, our effort to really focus on democratization, that includes making it digital, making information digital, not just the tools, not just the solution. It has been of great help to us. Our customers have been able to do pretty much everything, even during the circuit breaker period. Mm-hmm. And we have seen increased adoption across the board, whether it's about personal investing, about looking at their protection needs, and also about planning itself.
That's interesting, actually. I just want to, you know, share very quickly something that's on the front page of the Business Times today, which is all about the managing director of MAS, Ravi Menon. And he's been talking about how MAS is putting money towards beefing up Singaporean fintech talent. And he says here, imagine if there was no retail electronic payment system, what all of that would have meant for circuit break, you know, during circuit break and lockdown. So it just shows us how important that digital ecosystem is. So coming back to the retirement issue and planning for retirement, what should people do? What should be the first step they take then?
So for anyone who is interested to start, my advice would be to really have an honest assessment of the current financial situation that we are all in. And for that, again, the tools that DBS has deployed can help you. And when we talk about current financial situation, it would include, you know, do you have sufficient emergency savings? Do you have sufficient protection to protect against downside? This is all the more important given the current, you know, so much of uncertainties that we are facing. And then we also look at, you know, if you have excess funds and you are young, you can really deploy the funds to make it work and, you know, take advantage of the market and the compounding efforts. So those are the starting points, and I think it's foundational to get financial planning and retirement planning started.
Just for curiosity, Ivy, and a little bit to test you on this, what do you say to a customer that comes up to you and say, you're asking me to plan for retirement, but we're having a pandemic, I can't even survive? What would your opening line to this person be?
I would tell the person, do not panic. And I would say that definitely retirement planning and financial planning is not as if it's a different part of your life. We all want to, all of us aspire to achieve some form of financial freedom. And I think one of the common challenges or mistakes is that people think that there's this number that they need to achieve, right? You know, what's the magic number behind it and so on. But instead, I would say we really want to have a peace of mind, to be free from all this burden of worrying about money. And that all of us are different. And so I think it's best someone just take an assessment, whether is it digitally, self-assessment, if you feel shy, and or with the help of a professional, so that you can have an honest assessment of where you are, where you want to be, and if these goals are really achievable, and if it's achievable, what steps you need to take.
And that's why she's Ivy Wee, Head Financial Planning and Personal Investing at DBS Singapore. Ivy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Yeah, have a good weekend. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.